Hey, it's Tony, Christy, and Nikki. After the show, our podcast, available at warm1013.com, which you knew that because you went to warm1013.com. I'm going to start out this morning. I like to start out with something that makes you go, hmm. And this morning, or today, we'll start out with, there is an actual word in the English language. It comes from the Greek. I'm not going to say what it is, but it means to exercise naked. And I'll tell you what that word is in about 5-7 minutes from now, and I will caution both of you to be careful.
Tony, I'm sensing a trend in how we start out this After the Show podcast.
Right? Yesterday it was a...
What was it? I don't remember. I have no idea.
It was crack.
Well, I couldn't remember.
Oh, the butt crack, yes.
I couldn't remember the other word for it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I couldn't stop thinking about it. I woke up thinking it. And it had one word and then the word slice. And I was like,
yes.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, enough. So here's why I think Elon Musk is the world's smartest man. Now, I don't know that he's the most ethical, but so... He bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin the other day. And he did mention, I guess, on his tweets and things a few days before how much he likes Bitcoin. So that made the price of Bitcoin go up.
Okay,
and then when he, of course. And then when he bought $1.5 billion of it, of course, Bitcoin went up a little bit more. That's not the smart part. The smart part is you can buy one of his cars now, he'll accept Bitcoin. So not only does he sell you the car, he uses... money that he's got. So basically the financing comes from him through Bitcoin. I mean, it's like there's no way he could lose any money.
This is how business people work.
Yeah.
I have a few friends who have their own businesses, and the way they can do things simply amazes me.
Yeah.
You pay yourself, you know?
Yes.
It's just nuts.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, good for him, I guess. But so to me, that's like the world's smartest guy. I promised you earlier that I would... tell you the fourth scent that comes with the... There's something you can buy for like $20 or $30. Yeah, $20. It's called a one-night standle.
It's ridiculous.
Because it's a candle that smells like a one-night stand.
Stupid.
Okay, so it's got four different layers of scent. Starts with pizza because that's the classic food choice of a night out. The second scent is the passion fruit martini. Then the third scent, which I didn't mention on the air, and let's just not comment on this. I'm just going to tell you what it
is,
and no one has to say anything after.
What's the point? What's the point of doing this if we can't comment, Tony?
When I tell you what it is, maybe you will realize that discretion is the... what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, then maybe you shouldn't tell us.
Here it is. It's latex. It smells like latex. Wrong. And now you know why.
Yeah. Okay? I have a response for you. Ew.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that.
Ew, it's so gross.
And then the fourth scent is a car because it's a taxi ride home. So I just think it's funny that people are still coming out with stuff like this. And this will sell a lot. You know that, don't you?
So gross. All right.
Ew. Okay. Has anyone else learned anything or thought of anything?
I thought of something.
What do you got?
Well, you know how Valentine's Day is coming up?
Yeah.
You obviously are married. I'm married. Yeah. Nikki is, she might as well be married at this point.
Absolutely.
I know. But,
so I've decided there is one person in my life I would like to find a man.
Who?
Mama.
Oh my gosh.
Fine.
Why would you do that to somebody?
Because I should. Someone else needs to experience the joy of the crazy grandma.
And she's hilarious.
She is funny.
Yeah,
I think there's a man out there who would really benefit.
I think so, too. So the mission is find mama a man.
Well, you know how we can do this. We got to get her on those dating sites.
Yeah, she was on that Silver Singles, but then, I don't know, some guy real young was like, I'm old enough to be your mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's not
was
good.
After her?
Yes, she loved it, too, but we kind of said, no.
You know that OkCupid and Match.com and Plenty of Fish are all owned by the same company?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. They just like target different audiences?
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Tinder, same company. Another one called Hinge, which I'd never heard of. All owned by the same company.
Yeah, we tried the dating website for the Silver Singles, and it just didn't quite work out for her.
Yeah. Hmm.
So I got to try something else.
Yes,
so she goes to church.
I like this. Come on,
right?
She's 10th caller.
She's a believer. Okay.
Yeah, she goes to church. She has some bad habits, but that's okay.
Everybody has a crutch, right?
Yeah. She likes to clean.
This is a good one.
Okay, well, she cleans my house because I'm busy.
She folds your laundry,
She does the laundry.
Listen, there is a man out there.
Yeah?
That's like, ding, ding, ding,
this
ding.
This has sounded really good, right?
Yes.
I like the idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And you wanted to move out, of course, and move in with him.
Well, yeah.
That's the main thing. That's the main reason you're doing it.
Eventually, this relationship should progress to where she moves in with you.
That's right.
Like in about a week.
If this could progress very quickly, Jason would appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Jason. Oh, man.
So, yeah. So, I think she needs to meet people. And here's the problem, though. It's COVID, right? And that has been her biggest problem. It's COVID. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? So, then the other day, she said, I'm thinking about getting a job.
Okay, please, Mom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I said, really? Yeah. I've been asking you for 2 years. She goes, yeah, I think it's, well, I'm ready now.
Okay, all right, she's ready.
So she's ready for a job, she's ready for a man. I think she's ready to...
Move on out of your house.
Yes.
Great idea.
So if anyone could help me with any of these things...
There you go.
Greatly appreciate it.
What's the hotline number?
10th caller right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Nikki, you've been learning things on the way to work?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. So, anybody who, you know, drives into downtown Rochester, which I have to do every day, you probably see the Black History Month billboards. Mm-hmm. I see them on 490. There are two different areas. And I've been learning so much because there are a bunch of people I never knew. I didn't know their names. And I saw this guy the other day, John Baxter Taylor Jr. You guys ever hear of him?
Nope.
No.
What'd he do?
Well, he was the first African-American to win an Olympic gold medal. And guess the year. Olympic gold medal, first African-American.
Oh, I not a clue.
1908.
Wow.
And he was on this relay team. And of course, he was the only black guy on there. And what's so sad, I looked him up because I wanted to learn more about him. And I saw in his bio, he died in 1908. I'm like, what?
Oh.
So turns out he was 26 years old. He had already gone to school to be a veterinarian and all this stuff. And he died of, I want to say it was typhoid fever.
Oh, no.
Isn't that crazy? He was 26 years old. He would have been, you know, an amazing person. He still was in history.
In his short 26 years.
But I'm just learning all these different things. You know, the first African-American to go to space, the first African-American nurse. And I'm just totally into all that history stuff. So every time I see them on 490 in the morning, I come to work and I look up their history.
Good. That's wonderful.
Oh, that's really awesome.
That's what it's there for. That's excellent. The more we know, the better it is. I'm telling you the truth every day. So I'm going to give you the word that means to exercise naked.
Okay.
It comes from a Greek word. The word is gymnasium. That's what it means. That's what
Why
the original meaning
of. Why in the world would we put gymnasiums in schools?
Right?
Oh, my.
This is starting to sound like a problem.
Yes. So that's kind of interesting.
It means
the original meaning. And don't forget, you know, in the original Olympics in Greece, they did them in the nude.
When I think a dude's running, I'm like, what? Yeah. You want to hit somebody in the face?
Oh, they did?
They did.
Completely?
Yeah. Nothing getting in. Okay. And here's another little fun fact. Employees at Ben & Jerry's get three free pints of ice cream every day. And they also get a free gym membership.
Well, you need it, right?
You need that, I know. So a little history for you. That just, you know, what the heck, why not? You know. So,
speaking of Ben, is that Ben and Jerry's? You said,
yeah.
Is there any ice cream flavors that like you wish they would bring back? Because I really miss the brownie batter, which is different than the brownie with the chunks. The brownie batter.
Why did they get rid of it?
A long time ago. They have some with like the core, but that's not the same thing. It was all brownie batter ice cream.
Huh.
Don't know. I don't. Not really.
Is there anything you missed, like when you were younger?
Because everything's available.
My favorite is Superman, and it's still available. Thank God.
What is Superman?
Superman ice cream?
Yeah, never.
Superhero.
Heard of this one.
Come on.
I'm serious.
What's
Nikki,
it taste like?
Oh my gosh! It tastes like deliciousness.
Well, what is it? Chocolate? Is it peanut butter? Is it
none of that. Hold on. Let me look up what it actually is.
It's different colors, right?
Yeah, it's like bright colors. So let's see. It's blue, red, and yellow, the three colors of Superman's costume.
All right.
But what are the flavors?
I'm going to come up with Popeye ice cream. It's going to be spinach flavored.
No one's going to eat that. But if you call it kale, then they will.
Or quinoa, yeah.
So, get this, guys. It's Blue Moon, Red Pop, and Lemon ice creams together, supposedly.
All right.
It's delectable.
Okay. All right.
Huh.
Sounds like a lot of sugar, Nick. That's all I'm saying.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
Things I learned from television. There's a show on Netflix right now with Fran Lebowitz. Do you guys know who Fran Lebowitz is? She's an author. Very funny. Think Pam Sherman, only meaner.
Oh, my. I just listened to a podcast with her.
She's really funny.
She's hilarious. She's on New Yorker.
Yeah, and she's got a TV show right now on Netflix called Pretend It's a City.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I watched that.
With Martin Scorsese. But one of the things, somebody asked her, do you have any guilty pleasures? And I love this answer. She says, no, because pleasure should never be guilty. I mean, unless it's illegal, of course. But but why would something be guilty? You should not feel guilty for being pleasured. I mean,
well,
it
depends on what you're doing.
You know, Nick. Okay. So I like that answer. No, because you shouldn't feel guilty about having pleasure. And one thing I learned a long time ago. This is, did you ever guys watch the Boston Legal with William Shatner?
No.
It was William Shatner and the guy from The Blacklist, who used to be hot. He's not hot anymore. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. He was on Pretty. He was Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
I can't either.
But they were law partners, and it was a good show. But one of the things, and William Shatner played a crazy guy named Denny Crane, who was literally in the TV show bordering on, you know.
James Spader. That's
James
who you're
Spader,
thinking of.
There you go. Yeah. So anyway, one of the things, you know, he would say, he said one time, and I thought this is just brilliant, and I loved it. Somebody was complaining about him because he did 90 things. And he said, is it fun to be you? Because it's fun to be me. And I thought that was so important. It should be fun to be you.
Duh.
You know? Duh. But Nick, people sometimes just don't grasp that.
Well, there are some people who, like, life is so miserable, and if they just change their outlook a little bit.
Yes, exactly. You know? I know. So I always think of that. Is it fun to be you? Because it's fun to be me. And I try every day to have it, make it fun to be me. Because I think also, besides being selfish, I want it fun to be me. If I'm having fun, you're going to have fun.
Right. You know? See, I look more like I am fun. So
you are.
You're having fun.
You are fun. Before we run, just two more things. I'm not sure if they're related. Today is National Pizza Day. And
yes.
The country,
wait. Favorite toppings, guys, I need to know.
Sausage.
Oh,
and,
you do?
And go ahead.
I always just do pepperoni and mushroom. Is that boring?
That is so boring.
Oh, sorry.
You're like all-American.
Sausage, olives, and banana peppers.
Ew.
Yeah.
I'm a huge sausage. I love taco pizza.
That's good.
I love the stuff that's like with the white.
The garlic.
And
white garlic.
And I also love ham and pineapple.
Really?
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it.
You're not allowed
to. Well, you must not be alone because they do make those.
Yeah, I know.
So
but you're not allowed to eat that. That's not called pizza. Anyway, I said it's National Pizza Day. And I'm not sure if this is related, but the country of Jamaica is running out of marijuana. So
never going to go there.
For a lot of reasons. I don't like travel. I've decided for the next while I'm not traveling outside of the country.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's kind of a weird story. All right.
It's so strange. How could that be?
I have no idea, Nick.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm just, I don't come up with the stuff.
What's
I just
the problem,
report it.
Man? I mean, come on, man.
All right. So that's podcast number two. You know what? If you guys want to plug it, throw it on your Facebook page, a little link to it or something on your Facebook page. That would be nice. We get some more people to tune into it, all right? So we'll be back on the show tomorrow morning and more chances to win $500 when you listen to Warm at a 1.3. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.